Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
We are featuring the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo 63rd Celebration with over $10 million up for grabs in the City of Lights. 10 rounds of competition. Go round number three results look this way. Utah Cowboy Casey Field and a bucking horse from Texas, full baggage of the Frontier Rodeo Company, tied it up for a 90-point ride to win near $27,000 that each event pays. Jess Pope from Kansas is the leader in the world standings following his season and three rounds of competition at the NFR. Tristan Martin, Sulphur, Louisiana, won the steer wrestling with a quick 3.7 second time. The bulldogging world champion leader is Louisianan Jacob Towley. All of our contingency for Indian Country is in the team roping competition. Brenton Hall, Cherokee from Oklahoma, with his partner Chase Tryon from Montana, were no time. Brenton Hall is 15th in the world standings. Coleman Proctor, prior Oklahoma, was an 8.8. He got a little cash tonight, finishing 6th over $4,000. He has moved to 10th in the world standings for the heading division. Proctor is roping with Logan Medlin from New Mexico. Derek Begay, Ceiba del Cai, Arizona, Navajo, was a 9.4 second time tonight. No money with his partner Brady Miner from Washington. He is 6th in the world standings. Former world champion Eric Rogers, Round Rock, Arizona, Navajo Cowboy, with Peyton Bray from Texas, were a 9.6, no money tonight. He drops from 2nd to 4th in the standings for the team roping competition. The winners of the round, Ren Richard from Utah and Jeremy Bueller, a former world champ from Alberta, Canada, turned in the quick time of 4.2 seconds. Saddle bronc riding, Tegan Smith, Winterset, Iowa, the bucking horse. Yesterday's delivery of the Calgary Stampede Rodeo turned on a 91-point ride to thrill the crowd. Stetson Dell Wright from Utah is the leader in the saddle bronc riding. He's won over $2.25 million at this point. In the tie-down roping, Caleb Smith from Belleville, Texas, was a fast 7.1 second time to claim round number three. Shane Hansey, a former world champion from Louisiana, is number one in the world in the tie-down roping with 7 rounds to go. In the barrel racing, the lovely Stevie Hillman of Texas was 13.7 seconds to win the round. The best on 10 will pay over $67,000. Haley Kinsel knows all about it. She is number one in the world standings, vying for her 4th world title. In the bull riding, Creek Young, Rogersville, Missouri, a rookie at the NFR, was a whopping 92-point ride. After All was the name of the bull of the Frontier Rodeo Company from Texas. Sage Kimsey is number one in the world in the bull riding, looking for his 7th world title. Iowa's Tegan Smith had this to say after his first win at the Wrangler NFR.
Oh, it's always exciting to know that you got a Calgary bucking horse underneath you. And then here in the E-Pen, you know it's the real deal. And when one buck's that hard, you just got to make sure you do your job. And by golly, I got it done tonight, and it's exciting. The top 15 best, you know, and there's 35 more guys that do what I did today. I was just lucky enough to get it done today. Keep it rolling. Let's go.
We spoke to Caleb Smith after a big win in the tie-down roping.
Good calf. Horse worked good and got a good start. You know, everything just kind of went smooth. You know, when you're 7-1, everything's got to go smooth. So it was a lot of fun, and hopefully I keep the ball rolling.
We spoke to the winning team ropers, Ren Richard of Utah and Jeremy Bueller of Alberta, Canada, after the win in round three.
I'm riding a 19-year-old horse that I got this winter, and he's been good for me all year.
Yes, sir. Jeremy with a big win in round number three.
This deal, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Just no matter what, one steer at a time. Whether you do good or do bad, or, you know, it's just keeping it real simple and just not ever getting ahead of yourself.
Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.